Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, the Saints come marching into Oakland. The most versatile player in the National Football League, Marcel Reese, the matchup nightmare, will join us. And we'll ask Raider head coach Dennis Allen how to slow down Drew Brees and the high-powered Saints offense. This and a whole lot more next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
This is going to be a Jim Plunkett special on Sunday. Two of the best quarterbacks in pro football dueling. Last year, Drew Brees established an all-time league record, throwing for over 5,400 yards. He leads the league this year, but Carson Palmer is number three. The balls will be flying on Sunday. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined by the former quarterback who loves this kind of matchup, James. We have Drew Brees up against Carson Palmer on Sunday.
It certainly looks to be the perfect matchup. Two quarterbacks are putting the ball in the air quite a bit. Big plays on both sides of the football. Drew Brees, obviously, he's been a Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. You know, he's done it all. Carson Palmer has accomplished quite a bit. He's very good offensive player, throwing the football down the field, got receivers to go to, and a lot of big plays are going to happen on Sunday.
It has been a season of turmoil for the New Orleans Saints, Jim, suffering the Bounty Gate scandal in the offseason, which resulted in their head coach, Sean Payton, being suspended for the entire year. And then on the field, they lost their first four games. They have won four of their last five, but this is not a very good defensive football team. They're getting better inside the red zone, but historically, Jim, this could be the worst defense in pro football as far as giving up yardage, so a chance for the Raiders to explode on Sunday.
No, I think you're absolutely correct in that regard. New Orleans on defense gives up a lot of big plays, a lot of rushing yards, a lot of passing yards. They just can't seem to be able to stop anybody on offense. For the Raiders, hopefully they can take advantage of it. And, hopefully they can run the ball even better. You got to keep it a little away from Drew Brees a little bit, so I think the running game will be an important factor in this game.
Well, last Sunday in Baltimore, even though the Raiders lost, Carson Palmer did explode in the passing game, Jim, throwing for another 300-yard passing game. He was 29 of 45 for 368 yards. He now has 8 300-yard passing games as a Raider, and he just arrived a little over a year ago. So he's on the all-time list with you, Rich Gannon, and Daryl LaMonica as far as 300-yard games.
No, he can put it up in the air. There's no doubt about it. But, there's a big difference between having to throw and throwing when you want to. And unfortunately for the Raiders and Carson Palmer, they're behind a lot. They have to throw the football, and that puts a lot of pressure on Carson Palmer and the offensive line to hold those guys out because they know they have to pass to get back in the football game. So, as I said, hopefully they can run the ball a little bit better, protect Carson Palmer so he can find the receivers down the field to come up with the big plays.
One thing the Raiders' offense has been just superb at, and that is scoring in the final 2 minutes of the first half. They did it again last Sunday as Darius Heyward-Bey will pop off this big hit of a Hall of Famer-to-be Ed Reed, spin in the end zone for a touchdown. The Raiders, Jim, have scored in every final 2 minutes of a half this year. In fact, they have scored most of their offense in the final 2 minutes. They have scored a league-high 47 points in the final 2 minutes of each half this year.
Now, if they can just apply that to the rest of the game, they'll be well off. It certainly helps. It puts you in a good mood at halftime. When you go in the locker room, you're fired up to come back out and put some more points on the board. So they've got to find a way to do that. The third quarter has obviously been the worst for the Raiders this season. They don't score very many points in that third quarter. The other team seems to take over. They've got to find a way to stop that trend.
Although last week they did score on their first possession of the second half. A seam route here. Denarius Moore will run right by the nickel corner, Corey Graham, and Carson will hit him in stride for an easy 30-yard pitch and catch. And the Raiders did score last Sunday, but the problem obviously was on defense. On the other side of it, Jim, the Raider running game, minus Darren McFadden and minus his top backup, Mike Goodson, unveiled a new Raider, a former Stanford Cardinal who was a very productive player on the farm. Jeremy Stewart had his first 7 carries in the NFL last Sunday.
Yeah, and he looked very impressive. Hasn't been around long, but he wants that opportunity to go out there and show what he can do. And he got a little taste of it. Because of injuries, you may see a lot more of Jeremy Stewart down the road.
He was activated off the practice squad just before the game and played in this first NFL game. And Marcel Reese made his first start in the NFL at halfback. We have seen him play fullback. We have seen him be a pseudo wide receiver slash tight end. But he carried the ball a career high 13 times on Sunday in Baltimore, Jim. He also caught it 7 times. So he touched the ball last week 20 times.
Yeah, and, you know, he's the kind of guy who can do that. A wide receiver at University of Washington, as a slot guy, as a fullback, as a running back, a wide receiver. He does it all, and he does it very effectively. He, in those 13 carries, he got 48 yards. Not bad for a guy who really hasn't carried the ball very often in the NFL.
He is a matchup nightmare, as we like to call him. We're going to match up with him. We'll see if we can hang with him on the Silver and Black Show. What is he? Wide receiver, fullback, running back, whatever he is. Marcel Reese is next on the Silver and Black Show.